From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The death toll continues to rise after an explosion at a wedding in Turkey. Turkish authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday and nearly 100 others wounded. The state-run Anadolu News Agency quotes the governor of Gaziantep province as saying the blast was due to a terror attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Simsek said appeared to be a suicide bombing. Other officials speculated on involvement of Kurdish rebels or the Islamic State group. The blast occurred in an area where three explosions in recent days have been linked by the Ankara government to rebels from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44 people. Another bombing killed 40 people in Ankara in March. The country is also still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. The attack in Gaziantep came after Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said that his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next few months to prevent that country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul Saturday, Mr. Yildirim said the bloodshed needs to stop. Babies, children, and innocent people should not die. Yildirim also said that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has no role in Syria's future, but that talks with him would be necessary during a transitional period as he is one of the actors today, no matter whether we like it or not. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan troops have recaptured a key northeastern district from the Taliban just hours after the militant group took it. Afghan officials told a joint news conference in Kabul that fierce fighting for the control of Khanabad left at least 75 insurgents dead, including four Taliban commanders. They also confirmed that six Afghan security personnel were killed, while another 16 were wounded. The Taliban seized control of Khanabad in an overnight offensive that it claimed killed and wounded dozens of Afghan forces. Tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators backing Shiite Houthi rebels marched Saturday in the rebel-held capital of Sana'a. Organizers billed the march as a show of support for a controversial new governing council that's opposed by the United Nations and many Western governments. It was also a show of support for ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh, a Shiite leader driven from power in 2012 after ruling for more than three decades. Also Saturday, witnesses said warplanes from the U.S.-backed Saudi coalition bombed the nearby presidential palace and other targets, but there were no reports of casualties. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says that Rio de Janeiro has hosted an iconic Games that were organized in the midst of the city's ongoing struggles. At a news conference in Rio Saturday, Bach said the Games had not been organized in a bubble.
These Games have been organized in a city where there are social problems, where there are social divides, where real life continued.
Bach told reporters that no public money had been spent on organizing the event. He said it was better for the Games to be close to reality rather than having 16 days of isolation. Rio had been criticized for wasting billions of dollars preparing for the Games for problems with pollution, infrastructure, and transportation. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is due to arrive in Kenya on Monday to discuss terrorism in neighboring countries before traveling on to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia. Kerry will first meet with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta to discuss regional issues such as conflict in neighboring South Sudan and ongoing violence in Somalia. In Nigeria, Kerry meets with President Muhammadu Buhari on the country's economy, corruption, and the threat of Boko Haram. He will meet in Saudi Arabia with Gulf leaders, his British counterparts, and the UN envoy to Yemen to discuss the war in Yemen. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.